You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, man, we are covering down on all the issues and we're doing it solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we've been for the last half hour in this section of the Triple Dipper that I'm titled it kind of euphemistically that election deniers are apparently the new flat earthers, at least in the eyes of the liberals. How dare we question the integrity of the voter registration system, or for that matter, the voter counting system, or for that matter, just the processes themselves, or for that matter, the things they put in place to make it easier for people to drive by and stuff the ballot boxes. I mean, it just went on and on during the 2020s. Listen, my friend Erica Thomas, she's the managing editor at 1819news.com. Been doing news for a while. She wrote a piece that came out last night on 1819. And you can check them out at 1819news.com. The title of it is Alabama Voter Maintenance System Has Ties to Democrat Operatives, Study Finds. Well, I was already going to do this section today, man, that just kicked it in. And so I contacted Erica and asked her if she could come on for a minute and talk about this deep dive she did. So without further ado, let me bring on my friend Erica Thomas from 1819 News. Erica, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing great. How are you? I'm actually sitting here watching you on the live stream, so you can wave at me.
Hey, Erica.
I really like this. This is neat.
Well, I appreciate it. And, hey, I appreciate your story, too. And, by the way, it is so obvious as I went through it. By the way, I'm going to show you in the live stream, I highlighted this. I mean, I've got my notes written on your story here. But you did a serious nug down in the weeds deep dive on this thing. You've been working on it for months, haven't you?
I have. This all started in January, and I've actually been doing a couple of stories on it here and there, but yesterday's story just kind of put everything together because there's this new study out from a group called Verity Vote, and what they have are documents. They did FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests. They have emails. There is actual proof of these connections going on, and whether or not you want to think that 2020 election was stolen or not doesn't matter, because right here we have proof that there's an influence that could have impacted the results of that election.
Well, so let's talk about this. I mean, so one of the chief things for people to know, first of all, is what is ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information System, what is that, first of all?
So ERIC is a system in which 31 states are a part of. It's an interstate type program that helps each state, is supposed to help each state remain in contact with each other. So say you move from Alabama to Tennessee. If Tennessee was in the program, which it is not, then they would figure out, hey, this guy might be able to be a duplicate voter, so we need to look into him. So ERIC and its three employees does this for 31 states and sends the information out to the states, and then they are led with looking into at least 95% of those questionable voters.
Okay, so ERIC is out there, which sounds like a neat idea. I mean, I understand the need to purge voter rolls, you know, the folks who can't vote or who shouldn't vote or who are dead and can't vote at all. But nonetheless, this was originally funded by a George Soros organization, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and that was the first story that I think that I did, but it didn't actually publish until February. So we looked into the possibility that George Soros, who is a liberal progressive nutcase, as you probably know, actually helped start this whole thing through the Pew Charitable Trust. And that was true. We found that in our February article. So then we did a part two following up on that. And we talked to John Merrill, our Secretary of State, who at that time was extremely supportive of ERIC. He seemed very sure about it, and he still seems sure about it even after the information that I released yesterday from this new study. However, he did say yesterday, well, now I know there might be another liberal progressive connection that I didn't exactly tell you about before because you didn't ask.
Okay. And let's go ahead and expand then. So this liberal connection that we have now, is that the one with this guy Becker and another organization called CEIR, the Center for Election Innovation and Research? Is that right?
Yeah. So in 2012, when ERIC became a thing, it was actually developed by David Becker. He was the one that founded it. He's the one that created it. And everyone knows he has a partisan, he's been a partisan progressive for sure. So his bias is not something that I can get in trouble for talking about. He's, you know, been found guilty of ethics violations in the past. This is something that he has done before when he worked for the DOJ. There's definitely a past here, and there's just no doubt about his influence. Well, he was on the board. He was a voting member of the board for ERIC. Now he is a non-voting member of the board. So him being an ex officio, you think, well, he doesn't vote for anything, so he can't do anything, right? Because that's what he says. He says he's stepped away from it. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But he then founded the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is called the CEIR. And through the CEIR, he has actually set up meetings with member states of ERIC on how to handle these elections. And there's email proof in this new report.
And am I right in saying, though, Erica, that CEIR, this organization that was founded by this guy, Becker, they got something like $70 million from the Zuckerberg efforts. Am I right?
Yes, they did. And that money was then funneled to some of the more Democratic ERIC states. And there's proof of that as well.
So what is CEIR doing that's so egregious? I mean, when you look at it, you start following these threads. I mean, you built this spider web you put together in your story. Starts with Soros funding through Pew of ERIC. ERIC has got this guy named Becker. Becker then steps away, sort of, but he forms CEIR. CEIR is doing what?
CEIR is actually able to look at voter rolls from states, which are not supposed to be shared outside of ERIC. But they get to look at those and pick and choose who they want to tell they need to vote or not. So if I'm a Democrat, you know, and I want more Democrats to vote, I'm going to pick and choose those Democrat voters to alert and say, hey, you're not registered to vote yet. Because this company is also getting information from people who don't even want to vote, who have already declined to vote. So if you haven't registered to vote in Alabama and you think your information's safe, you got something coming to you because these people have it.
So the bottom line is they get to, CEIR gets to cull through Alabama's voter registration information, pick the people they want, and then begin working to try and influence the votes and or sway people to vote Democrat.
Absolutely. They do have the ability. There's no proof that they've done that in Alabama, but there is proof they've done it in Georgia.
Well, so this is like a little bit nauseating, but the reality is this is a part of the big strategic kind of chessboard piece of things that you look at when they say election deniers. It's not always about the voting machine was corrupted. Sometimes it's the influences that are happening behind the scenes like this.
Well, and I feel like this is an example of where there's smoke, there's fire. And all of these things have been where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, Greg Phillips he's been doing a lot in Arizona. He's from Alabama.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of looking into these things, and he's actually found issues all across the United States where we have, you know, ballots maybe compromised or whatever. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with before you get to the ballot and before, you know, I mean, the influence of this company that's in control of our voter maintenance, there is a possibility that corruption could be at play, and that's just something we need to look at. So the Secretary of State, you know, he, like I said, he feels that it's just better to be in ERIC than not.
Okay.
And so he feels comfortable with it, but he is leading an effort right now to get David Becker off of that board completely. So he's trying to do something about that part, but he hasn't just pulled out of ERIC yet, because really to do that would be extremely difficult. And Merrill told me that he's been knowing about this David Becker's influence since 2017, and he knew that he was a bad actor. But there's just a process that you have to go through. They want to change the bylaws in ERIC because he's not the only Secretary of State that's wanting these changes to take place.
Well, but we're also under contract with him. We pay Eric, don't we? It's not like Eric's just like this benevolent society that shows up and does all this work for free. We actually pay them with taxpayer dollars, right?
Yeah, $28,000 a year is what we pay to have them call through our voter maintenance rolls. But now, the weird thing about this is that there's three people that work for Eric. So if three people work for Eric, why can't the state of Alabama do something with that $28,000 and do this ourselves?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, so I would dare say the software platforms aren't too hard to build. And you're right, only three people are allowed to do this, and they impact the voter rolls of 30-something states. Let me ask you this. One thing I did note, too, was, of course, Secretary Merrill's term is expiring. He's term limited out. And probably the lead candidate is the Republican who has won the primary, Wes Allen. And Wes Allen is pretty much on top of this issue, isn't he?
Yes, well, he's been concerned about this since January when he was on the campaign trail for the primary. I actually spoke to him for my original two stories as well as Merrill because we had a feeling that, he had a little bit more information than we had, and that feeling was correct. So Wes Allen, he has vowed to get us out of Eric in whatever way he can, and he has been saying he's going to do that. And yesterday when I talked to him and told him this new information that he hadn't heard about yet, he said that's still his plan to get us out of there. And the most concerning part for him is the information sharing. He doesn't want, Alabamians' personal information shared with whoever.
Yeah.
And go wherever. I mean, that's the dangerous part for him. That's his biggest concern.
Well, Erica, we're up against the break, and I know you've got somewhere to be too, but I really appreciate your work on this, and I know there's probably more to come. At least I hope there is, and I'm sure you'll be tracking it. So keep us posted. We'd love to have you back on to keep the story going, all right?
Yeah, we got big updates coming. Keep a lookout. 1819news.com.
All right. Thanks, Erica. Appreciate you. You have a great day. That's Erica Thomas.
Thank you.
Managing editor for 1819news.com. That's investigative reporting right there. That's months of work. That's a series of stories. I love it when this kind of thing happens. Doing a deep dive on stuff that we got going on. And wow, that's all right. Good work, Erica. Appreciate that. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We will do that right now. We'll come back and wrap this section up. Number one, listen out there in this right side ruffian audience. Are you an election denier? How dare you? Wear your scarlet letter. Go pound sand, liberals. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.